by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of April, 2007. It's the birthday of the longest-running columnist in American newspaper history, and that's Herb Kane. Born in Sacramento in 1916, wrote his column for the San Francisco Chronicle, 1,000 words a day, 6 days a week, for almost 60 years. Herb Kane, who said, "Living in San Francisco is a gift from the gods." It's the birthday of Leon Uris, born in Baltimore, 1924, served in the Marines during World War II. His first novel, Battle Cry, was about that. He later wrote the bestseller, Exodus. It's the birthday of Henry R. Luce, born in China in 1898 to a Presbyterian missionary. He went to Yale, he served in World War I, and then in 1923, he and his friend Britton Haddon founded Time magazine, a magazine designed to be read in under an hour. They had no money to hire their own correspondents, so they just read what other people had written about the news of the day and wrote their own articles as if they'd been there. And nobody noticed and nobody cared. And it's the birthday of Washington Irving, born New York City, 1783, whose first book, A History of New York, was narrated by an eccentric old Dutch professor named Diedrich Knickerbocker, invented by Irving, so popular that New Yorkers began to call themselves Knickerbockers, and eventually there was a basketball team called the New York Knicks. His most famous stories, published in the Sketchbook of 1819, was Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Washington Irving, the first American writer to make a living from his own work. Here's a poem for today by George Bill Geer entitled Unwise Purchases. They sit around the house not doing much of anything, the boxed set of the complete works of Verdi unopened, the complete Proust unread, the French cut silk shirts which hang like expensive ghosts in the closet and make me look exactly like the kind of middle-aged man who would wear a French cut silk shirt. The reflector telescope I thought would unlock the mysteries of the heavens, but which I only used once or twice to try to find something heavenly in the windows of the high-rise down the road, and which now stares disconsolately at the ceiling when it could be examining the Crab Nebula. The 30-day course in Spanish, whose text I never opened, whose dozen cassette tapes remain unplayed, save for tape one, where I never learned whether the suave American conversing with a sultry-sounding desk clerk at a Madrid hotel about the possibility of obtaining a room actually managed to check in. I like to think that one thing led to another between them, and that by tape six or so they're happily married and raising a bilingual child in Seville or Terre Haute, but I'll never know. Suddenly I realize I have constructed the perfect home for a sexy Spanish-speaking astronomer who reads Proust while listening to Italian arias. And I wonder if somewhere in this teeming city there lives a woman with, say, a fencing foil gathering dust in the corner near her unused easel, a rainbow of oil paints drying in their tubes on the table where the violin she bought on a whim lies entombed in the permanent darkness of its locked case next to the abandoned chess set. A woman who has always dreamed of becoming the kind of woman the man I've always dreamed of becoming has always dreamed of meeting. And while the two of them discuss star clusters and Cézanne, while they fence delicately in Castilian Spanish to the strains of Rigoletto, she and I will stand in the steamy kitchen, fixing up a little risotto, enjoying a modest Cabernet, while talking over a day so ordinary as to seem miraculous. A poem entitled Unwise Purchases by George Bill Geer from his collection Haywire, published by Utah State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.